tried to draw me out into politics. Well, he was referring to the Durak, the stupid or imbecile Khrushchev, who was denouncing Stalin at the time. Well, a picture of Stalin was hanging on the wall, and he asked me, what do I think about this? Full well the where I am and who these people are. I claim absolute ignorance who Stalin is. Don't talk to me, who is Stalin? Never heard of him. That was the end of their hospitality and compulsory.
Well, how did consider that man was a lawyer, how did he live?
Well, his friend, all his dream. Woman was studying one bed, and the baby one bed. We were at the beginning of cooking. It was the most depressing time.
His status as a lawyer didn't mean anything to him economically.
I didn't know that slowly. I mean, because he identified, she identified as a lawyer who couldn't drive because he lost his driver's license. I mentioned earlier, I will mention two incidents where I was a target of investigation, or my opinion was being solicited. I received my mail from home at the U.S. Embassy, which required daily visit to the embassy before Tchaikovsky. And with two Russian guards standing in front of the entrance. I would come back sometime carrying two heavy Sears Roebuck catalogs, because people in the embassy, the so-called cultural officer, said, have you made many friends? I said, oh yeah, I've met many people, I don't know if they're friends. But here's what you can do for them. The Russians are very much interested in American culture. Why don't you give them a token of friendship? Cheers, Robert.
That's a great idea.
Well, yeah. And indeed, I brought them home to an apartment that was in a hotel belonging to the academy. They went quickly. Can you bring me another one? You know, propaganda.
Yeah.
Sure, nicely. Paper, one and subject that they can only dream of. And you give it to them as a token of friendship.
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't have any political overtones either.
Sure.
Like a magazine.
Oh,
a magazine.
It had a terrific political overtone.
Well, because it's so poor, but I mean, yeah. it wouldn't be any extra in it.
That's right.
Yeah, so far as the standard.
It was a window to the west.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
What I have another incident in mind, if you may, if I may.
Oh, go ahead.
Coming to an embassy, every so often we struck up a friendship and subtle suggestion. On one of those visits, one of the employees says, you know, where you should go, a very interesting place is a journalist club. Never heard of it. A journalist club is a place. A rather well-equipped place in Gorky Park. And I mentioned it to my escort at that time. That was a friend who picked me up in my trip with Tbilisi. And I said, can we stop sometime, have dinner at the journalist club? She was disappeared 4 or 5 days later. Tonight we go to a journalist club. She had to check it out. Well, we enter a well-lit club, his comfortable chairs in the middle of both apartments. We have joined a party, the ongoing party, where one participant, I did not remember which one, celebrated a passenger examination in a candidate of science, where people speaking Russian, German, Hungarian, group that she did not know. I never found out, but a lot of alcohol was being consumed. And she was sitting next to me and was translating from Russian into German, because she claimed she did not know any English. And hour was getting later, and he said, let's go, leave here. As we did, we went from the well-lit club into a darkened bar. You actually have to get adjusted before you step into a darkened. Well, while doing so, somebody jumped out of the bushes, surprisingly, in front of me and said something. And I automatically turned to her to answer. And asked me, what did he want from me? What did he ask me? She said, oh, that was really stupid. He asked what time it was. In other words, had I understood, I would have gone automatically and looked at the time. Why she said it was stupid, because we were essentially standing under the illuminated clock. So even an agent was questioning another agent. They did not believe that I don't know that, in other words. And to establish that I really don't know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So this was...
So that was the... And they knew that you'd react.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. I don't know.
Fascinating.
Well, in retrospect. But to me, once you said that's stupid that he asked for time, I understood immediately. There was no doubt in my mind what the purpose was.
Well, any more stories you want to tell?
Well,
like that,
in the previous one was the one trip to Tashkent in Uzbekistan, where I flew again alone. But nobody met my plane in Tashkent, and I didn't know who my contacts were to be. And I picked my passport and go to a police station to ask for help. The policeman looks at my passport and asks for my visa. Well, I knew that I have an invalid visa for travel inside the Soviet Union, outside 20 kilometers from Moscow. Well, here I'm in the heart of Asia. There's no visa. But previous to that, I always had a Soviet chemist as a guide or something who took care of the things that I don't need a Soviet travel visa because I'm a guest of the academy that overrides all the requirements that is imposed on a regular citizen. Well, I knew that, but I asked him in Russian, post academia now, American professor, guest professor in the Academy of Science. That put some of their defenses. They took me to a police station, they seated me, offered me tea, made funny calls. By that I understood Russian well enough and see how helpless they are to deal with me. I didn't have a visa, that was not a record, but who am I? I'm a guest of the Soviet Academy of Sciences. That was a threat to them. Never interrogated me, and just looking sheepishly at me. And finally they decided that the hotel in town, which usually caters to official visitors, may know something about my present. They bought the Porter taxi, paid for the taxi, gave him the account number, and he drove me into town, and it was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I went to a service desk, people spoke to me, they would do things for you. The woman there said that she was going to contact the academy. Her husband works in the academy, and should go and eat a meal and come back. I returned from the dining room. She said, I'm honored that we contact anybody, including my husband in the academy. They're all sick. And they're not in our business. And I said, well, where am I going to stay? Because the hotel was sold out, I was told. So, well, she said, don't worry. Sometime later, get a boy came to grab my suitcases and took me to a room while a Russian inhabitant was being evacuated. Because a foreigner cannot stay with our place. And later on, 2 days later, an academy representative said, well, we are sorry, we have not received the telex that came because we are always simply some Greek. I what is happening. Universities and organizations were picking cotton. The whole blocks of the city were being driven to a cotton field to take the last strand of that.
I have heard that they used the military for that. But they were just, if they needed, they just conscripted the citizens.
That's right. The entire block completely denuded of people. But an interesting, more interesting thing happened. I tried to call Moscow during the period they were with you. And again, you buy time ahead of time. You have to go to a post office.
Right.
You buy time for so many minutes. Then you wait for a call to come in. It took more than 24 hours before my turn.
Oh, boy.
And you communicate by telegram. Not by telephone calls. Interesting.
Yeah.
When the fellow eventually showed up, he said, no, interviews, no lectures, there are no people here. Would you like to see the city? Of course, I did. A cab came and drove me around the city. What else would you like to do? I would like to go to Bukhara. Tashkent and Bukhara are fantastic places that the trading route during the middle of April were on the, what is it called, the caravan. These were stopping places, this beautiful mosques, which were old museums of court, and all of them. Those mosques were converted into etc. And they show wax figures being
built.
And
yeah.
That's it, if you...